This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Immigration and Customs Enforcement hasn't said whether they'll deport two Honduran men facing road rage charges in Boulder or let them participate in their criminal proceedings. This is the latest scuffle between local law enforcement and ICE officials who have been taking people facing serious felony charges into immigration custody and deporting them before they face their day in court. The Boulder DA says he's hopeful ICE will do the right thing. Colorado Democrats put on a show of unity after a divisive primary election season. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic elected leaders, from Senator John Hickenlooper to candidates like Mayla Quiroz, stood together in a show of unity as they turn toward the general election this fall. The display comes after concerns that different political factions in the party have caused tension. But Senator Michael Bennett says different ideas are not a bad thing.
We've got a range of people that represent a huge spectrum of political thought in Colorado. I think that's great for the Democratic Party, and I think that's great for our democracy.
Republicans, however, have painted the messy primary season as a liability and have sought to portray the entire party as far left. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This year, on Colorado's 150th birthday, the mile-long table will bring together 5,280 people to share a meal at the National Western Center in Denver. The August 1st celebration is part of a statewide campaign that is encouraging cities to set up tables and build connections. This year's inspiration comes from Colorado's agricultural roots. This is CPR News and KRCC.